Dr. Kathy Heineman first came to Alaska on vacation. It was 1999. Then, a friend working at the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation invited her to come back to the region to practice medicine. And she couldn't stop thinking about it.
When I got home, all I could think about was coming back to work in Bristol Bay. So I spent a year closing down my private practice, which I'd had there for 10 years, and came up with my family.
In a lot of ways, living in a rural community felt like home to Heineman. But working in medicine in Alaska was completely different. In West Virginia, Heineman worked in private practice and at a hospital. She also worked in hospice in nursing homes, but she had not delivered babies or worked in an emergency room. In Bristol Bay, she suddenly found herself taking on all of those roles, and a lot more. At different times during her work in the past two decades, she's been the doctor for eight villages, all while working at Kinakanak Hospital in Dillingham. She remembers one night early on in her career in the region vividly. She was working in the ER, and she got a call that someone had gotten stuck between a boat and a tender.
And I thought, oh, doggone, that could be something, that could be not very much of something. Who knows what's coming in, number one. Plus, they're out somewhere else and it takes them hours to get to me. Person came in and fortunately all that got smashed was a toe, but I was left with this person with an open toe fracture, and I had never set so much as a finger in my practice in West Virginia. And I'm calling up the ANMC docs and talking to them, and they're like, oh yeah, it's a simple thing. You just do this and do that. And I'm like, what?
There were more serious challenges, too. Heineman says that as a doctor in rural Alaska, she needed to learn about civil twilight, runway lengths, and weather. She had to judge when to send a plane for a patient, a complicated balance of that person's need and the safety of the flight and the flight crew.
I am blessed that I have not ever experienced something that some of my colleagues have, which is sending out a flight, but it did not go well. But I have faced the challenges that we all face of sometimes flights can't go out, and sometimes that means the death of a patient that had they been someplace else, they would have lived or they might have lived. And the loss of a patient is devastating, and the loss when you have the sense that if only circumstances were a little different, the outcome might have been better.
Heineman also built a life in Bristol Bay outside of work. She wasn't just a doctor, she was part of the community, and often those two parts of her life would overlap.
The blessing of family practice is that here I've helped a woman while she's having this baby, and then, being part of the community, I'm watching these babies crawl and walk and dance in the ballet and play on the ball teams in junior high and graduate from high school. And I remember just sitting in the ball court gymnasium watching a ball game and thinking, I delivered that one. I delivered that one. I delivered that one. And how beautiful these children are.
Another thing Heineman didn't expect was working with animals. But when you're in a community with no vet, sometimes the human doctor is the only option. Heineman says one of her favorite memories was during a work trip to one of the local villages. She was doing a prenatal exam for one of her patients. She examined the patient's child, and then the woman asked for help with their dog, who had an injured hip.
And I palpate around the dog, and it turns out he's got a dislocated hip. Because it was fresh and because it was a smaller dog and because the woman had really good control of the dog and because I was probably really lucky, I was able to reduce the hip and put that dog back into normal shape, which strikes me as kind of the finest in family practice.
Heineman says the final months of preparation during the pandemic were challenging, but reminded her of why she loved her work here.
We're working hard, and probably the thing that has kept me here has been the wonder of my colleagues at the hospital. The physicians I've had the pleasure of working with for the past 20 years have been challenging intellectually, but so collegial. And we can agree to disagree on certain things, and we can hone each other's skills and teach each other things to just bring everybody's skill level up.
Heineman says she'll miss Bristol Bay, but she's ready to move closer to family back east, a plan solidified after her brother died suddenly this winter. Still, she's keeping her medical license current, both in West Virginia and Alaska. just in case. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.